What a lovely picture, a sweet sister at prayer, hands clasped tightly to her breast, eyes closed. But how your breath catches when you hear my voice. It certainly must have been difficult for you this past few months. I've whispered temptations to you each time you come to prayer, my hot breath on your ear, raising goosebumps on your skin. Delicious girl. You know that I cannot touch you unless you ask me to. Why don't you throw off that silly necklace and let me caress you? You've knelt on this stone floor for hours. Surely your knees must be sore and tired. Wouldn't it be delicious to rest, to lie back, to be stroked and massaged by my hands, by my hot little tongue, to have my soft breasts pressed to yours, feeling your hands as you squeeze them and rub your thumbs over my hard little nipple. Look, if I stand close to you, you can see them clearly. I'm not wearing a single stitch of clothing, little nun. Open your eyes and look at me. My soft breasts, my round hips, my sweet pussy, dripping for you already, mere inches from you. All you have to do to touch me is ask. Plague take your wretched little bubble. That rosary won't keep me away forever. Perhaps you prefer me in my male form.
Do you like this form better, little nun? Muscular and tall and regal, with this marvelous cock wrapped up in my hand, ready to service you. My mouth is just as talented in this form, sweet nun. I can make you moan and squirm and sing for me on this chapel's cold stone floor, and fill you up to the breaking point afterwards, too. Yes, look at me, beautiful. It's all right. You can't help but peek. You've never seen a man naked before you saw me, have you? Your very first cock in the flesh, so to speak. You crave my female form too, don't you? You naughty, naughty little thing. But you're not as tempted to look. Her form is familiar to you, but not mine. I'm deliciously foreign, lovely, hard in all the places that you are soft. Would you like to feel? You were so close just now to reaching out and seizing what you wanted. Lovely girl. Why not reach out and take me? Have me for your own. You've dreamed of it. I can see it when you dream of me. It draws me. Those dreams make you toss and turn and grasp yourself under the sheets. As soon as you wake, you snatch your hands away from your body and fall to the floor to pray that that temptation will be removed from you. Yet those dreams only grow more heated, don't they? Trained in chastity, yet craving every single sort of depravity. Shameful. You should control yourself, little nun. Yes. Control yourself. You shouldn't dream of me in my female form, plunging my tongue into your sweet little pussy. You shouldn't dream of me in my male form, bending you over at the altar at Mass, taking you from behind, my hips slamming into yours as I stretch you out. You shouldn't think of how soft my female form's hand would feel, playing with your clit, pulling that chaste nun's habit all the way up your hips. You shouldn't think about riding my cock, sweat dripping down your body as you come, screaming on top of me. You shouldn't, but you do. And you know what else you think of, little nun? You think of how easy it would be. One touch, one word, and all the tension is released. All that longing met beyond your wildest dreams. Do you know how long I've had to study how to give the human body pleasure? Hundreds upon thousands of your lifetimes. All you have to do is ask. I can smell your arousal. You're so wet, you're trembling as you squeeze your hands together, pretending to pray. But you aren't praying. You're listening. You're imagining my words. Touch me, beautiful. Better yet, touch us.
Surprised, little nun?
Both of my forms exist within me simultaneously.
It's a simple matter to split myself into both forms at once.
So you don't have to choose.
You can have both our bodies hot and eager against yours.
You can be impaled on my cock.
While your mouth is filled with the sweet taste of my pussy.
You can feel my strong hands roaming across your body.
While my soft ones tease and caress you. All you have to do
is ask.
What was that, lovely?
You have to be very clear. If you want me to touch you, you have to ask for what you want.
Where do you want me to touch you?
You want us to kiss you. Of course.
Finally. Your mouth tastes so sweet, little nun, like innocence and prayers.
Place my hands where you want them to go. I can feel you squirming and panting as I kiss you. But you need to say the words, or I can't touch you.
Tell me what you want. Whisper it to me, lovely. Naughty girl. That will ruin your dress. I love it. It's so cold in this chapel. Your nipples are hardening into tight little points. Let me warm them with my mouth. If you squirm too much, you're going to tempt me to bite you, lovely.
Nor hold you down by force.
Though, of course, I'd never dream of doing so against your will.
But judging by the rush of wetness between your legs right now, I don't think you'd be unwilling at all.
I'm going to move behind you. Lean against me while he lifts your dress. Like in your dream.
With pleasure.
Don't worry, dear Nan. I'll continue to play with his lovely breasts. Feel how my hands squeeze and play with them. But my male form has somewhere else. He'd like to use his mouth. Such delicious noises you make. I can taste you in this form too. I can feel every sensation from both of my body. I can feel you quivering and wrenching my mouth with your honey. Grinding your pussy against my hot mouth, thrusting my tongue in and out of your tight slit. I want to taste you up here too. Kiss me, little Nan. Time to switch.
I'll take my place behind you as she kneels between your legs, little nun. That's it. Lean against my chest. I'll keep you upright as your knees begin to weaken more and more. Give me your hand. Place it on my female form's head. You can make her do whatever you like. Succubi don't need air. You can press her mouth up as hard as you like into your pussy and hold her there for as long as you wish. Go on, try it. Good girl, take your pleasure. Give me your other hand. Here, touch what you denied yourself earlier. Yes, it is big. Bigger than any human male. But it will fit. That I promise you. Stroke my cock as one of my forms licks you from below and the other whispers in your ear and plays with your tits, pinching your nipples and running my hand down from your breasts, down the plane of your stomach, down to your hips, lifting your dress so you can see what I'm doing to you. Look at how you writhe with pleasure against me. grinding against my female form's face, rolling your ass against my cock as you stroke it with your soft little hand. A depraved, dripping mess. I can feel your pussy twitching and getting even wetter as I whisper to you. Let go. Come for me. Let me drink up all of your honey as you ride my face. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. You taste so good, beautiful. Turn around. Moving so I can find a better surface to fuck you against, little nun. The floor is cold, even for a demon.
I clear off the altar. It's the perfect height.
Oh, you've already desecrated the chapel, dear. Fucking you on the altar isn't gonna make it any worse.
Let's remove this dress. No need for it anymore.
It looks so much better on the steps to the altar.
And I can finally touch you everywhere without anything getting in the way.
Lay you back on the altar. Step between your legs.
It's alright, little nun. Relax.
Fuck. You're so wet. When I rub the head of my cock across your slit, it's completely drenched. I can slide it right in with hardly any resistance at all.
Picture you make, all stretched out around my cock, my hands holding your hips as I bump you. Let me rub your little clit as my male form fucks you. It should help with the stretching. Let your eyes roll up. You'll never worship anything else but me from here on out.
That's right. Squirm for me. Good girl. Fuck.
What little whore. So eager to be thrown against her lord's altar.
Take good it. And pure. To be seduced. But just one.
Oh, no, you greedy thing. You wanted both.
Oh, my hard cock.
My soft pussy.
My strong hands gripping your hips.
My sweet lips in your hair, murmuring filthy things in your ear.
Don't come just yet, little nun. I want to feel you wringing my cock. As I unload into you, be a good girl. Wait for me.
We'll come together, darling nun. I've been very patient, waiting for you to give in.
You'd give up anything to just keep feeling this pleasure. Forever and ever.
Even give up your soul, wouldn't you?
Oh, don't look at me with such wide eyes, darling.
First taste is free, after all.
But someday you won't be able to resist the memory of tonight.
And you'll call out for me.
And I will be lying in wait to devour you.
To show you pleasure forever as I feed on your soul, making you come over and over and over again. Can last for millennia of your time.
And at the end, you will still be begging me to make you come. Just one last time.
Fuck, I'm close. You're tightening up so much around my cock.
No. Think you like my offer?
I think you're thinking of accepting.
Why don't I give you a proof of what's to come?
You did beautifully, darling. You are absolutely delicious.
I look forward to playing with you again when you call upon me.
Don't make me hunger for you too long, little nun.
Tonight was just a taste.
Poor little thing. I wonder how long you'll be able to resist.
Ha 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 ha.